Let's move on to Wendy's. We are going to hear from an executive at that company later today, and maybe they can help explain what happened at Wendy's as well. If you look at those shares, they are also down, in this case, by 6%, Saz.
Full disclosure, over the weekend, Julie, I ordered myself a double Big Bacon Classic, two spicy chicken sandwiches, and a new large fry, and a large diet Coke from them. So that's full disclosure, getting in the way. I'm a longtime Wendy's fan, but
What's the
just looking at the
review? What's
funny.
the review on the food?
I mean, I loved all 2,000 plus calories of it. Yum, yum, yum. Absolutely loved it, and I'll order it again whenever I want. But on the quarter here, it was not yum, yum, yum. And you're seeing the stock under pressure here because I think the street wanted more in terms of sales. And I was talking to one restaurant analyst via email this morning here. They are surprised that the name did not pick up. In fact, there's my order. That is me early in the morning on Saturday, let's just say that, ordering from my local Wendy's drive-thru. Lots of good things on that menu, making a big push into the cheese category, bigger than most. But I would say this, they want to see more in terms of sales, Julie and Emily, especially as they push deeper into breakfast. Didn't see it in these results. Now we're talking to Wendy's CEO, Todd Penegor, friend of the show. He's coming up about 11 o'clock. I'm going to ask him all about this.
Yeah, when Brian Sozzi is not a good indicator of the earnings, I don't know what that tells you, the Soz indicator. All right, and let's move on to a little bit of silver lining here of our three big movers of the day. Fiverr, those shares are higher. It's not all doom and gloom out there. Those shares
You don't
are
even know
up
how to
by
follow that, Julie. You
12%.
don't even know how to follow it. Can't even follow it.
The numbers beat estimates there. And Emily, you've got the details on this one.
That's right, Julie. Now, of course, this is a company that went public back in 2019 here. For those who don't know, it's really a platform that connects sellers who freelance their services, their goods and services on this platform here. I'm seeing a pretty strong pickup in demand for freelancing services, of course, over the course of the pandemic. And this is something that is really extended here, even into 2021 for Fiverr. This company posting better than expected third quarter results, better than expected current quarter forecast, and it raised its full year guidance. And the company now sees revenue coming in at as much as $295.4 million, previously saw as much as $288 million. And again, the company also turning in adjusted earnings per share and forecasting adjusted EBITDA for its current quarter as well. And I think a couple things here that have really been helping Fiverr have been on the acquisition side. The company recently announced just earlier this month that it was buying the freelance management platform Stoke Talent. And then back earlier in the fall, it also had acquired Creative Live, which is an online learning company. So even though Fiverr has seen a pretty significant amount of organic growth so far over the course of the past year and a half, still trying to really broaden out the scope of this company into the broader future of work sort of ecosystem. And Wall Street appears to be cheering this move. And of course, these results and this guidance as well.
Yeah, definitely, as judging by those shares. All right, one final check for you. We were talking about DoorDash and Coinbase at the top of the show. Just want to check on them now that they have begun trading. Coinbase's declines now stand at about 8% after that company's numbers last quarter missed estimates. And DoorDash, as we talked about, buying Wolt of Finland for $8 billion. So expanding in Europe, although still does not have exposure in the UK, unlike some of its competitors.